14-7, Panthers lead. As we start the second half, end-over-end kick, fielded by Webster at the 17-yard line. He charges ahead, has a crease, and he's into the second level. Kalen cuts it across midfield, drugged down inside Rohawk territory at the 44-yard line. Kalen Webster can do some special things when he gets the football in open space, and he didn't do much there but charge straight forward through the Rohawk kickoff coverage team for a big return. Great field position for the Panthers at the Randolph 44-yard line. Now it's up to the Panther offense to try to capitalize off of that. Good field position. They had it to start the first half when they recovered the opening kick fumble. Cox brings the team to the line. Under center, two running backs in the backfield. Kalen gets a toss carry here and cuts it back across the field. Brought down inside the 40 at the 38-yard line. Pickup of six for Webster, and that's a good way to start it. Sets up second down and four for the Panthers. Good blocking out in front of him. Kelby Cox tossed that one to him and then led the way for the senior fullback. Nice job there. Second and four for the Panther offense. Tristan Fortner splits to the near side. Kelby Cox under center. Wingback Cade Phelps is on the near side. Jet Hood, the fullback, in the backfield. It's going to be Stephen Flores getting a handoff here in the backside defensive end. Nice play for the Rohawks by number 72, Jaden Matchery. And that backs the Panthers up to the 40, a loss of 2 yards. And now it'll be third down and six for the Panther offense. Big third down and six play here. Jet Hood stays in the fullback spot. Ball on the Rohawk 40. Kelby Cox brings the team to the line under center. Tight end wingback on the near side. Receiver on the far side for the Panthers. Cox under center. Going to roll to his right looking to throw. Gets a great block from Hood and fires incomplete. Tried to thread the needle to Cade Phelps there. Cade got both hands on it but couldn't make the grab for the first down. Would have been a first down for the Panthers. We'll see what they do here on a fourth down and six from the 40 for the Panthers. Kelby Cox in a shotgun set. Cade Phelps splits to the near side. Stephen Flores the far side. Cox in the gun will punt it away here. A high spiraling punt. Hits at the five, rolling into the end zone. Cade Phelps was sprinting down there but couldn't get there in time, so the Rohawks will take over after the touchback. 10:21 to go in the first half, or in the third quarter, excuse me. And for Blanco, tough break there, not being able to take advantage of the good field position after Webster's long kick return to the 44-yard line. Panther offense stalls there, goes three plays, only gains 4 yards, and then they have to punt. So Randolph comes out as we expected in the shotgun look that they've gone to. Taylor Thomas to the right of the quarterback, Bacon in the gun. To a receiver on either side of the formation. It'll be a long stretch handoff to Thomas, trying to get the outside. Gets off of Mangold, and then will spin down near the 30. Here is a penalty flag in the middle of the formation. They spotted it at the 30. Would have been a 10-yard pickup, and it's a penalty against the Panthers, it looks like. I didn't see what the call was. And I believe it's actually against the Rohawks. A chop block against Randolph will back the Rohawks up and have them at a first and long spot. Chop block as the official pointed the Panthers' way. Kind of confused us up here, but now back to the 14 from the spot of the foul. It'll be first down and long for the Rohawks. 10 minutes to go in the third. Panthers went three and out on their first possession. Rohawks with their first possession here of the second half. Shotgun set, Justin Bacon, the quarterback. A receiver split out to either side. Ball on the near side hash. Bacon gets the snap, and here's a zone read keeper by Bacon. Tristan Lopez trying to hang on, and now Jed Hood will come in and clean up the tackle. Bacon gets up to the 19-yard line, pick up a 5, and it'll be second and 11 for the Rohawks. Surprised to see Randolph here as they've kind of changed their philosophy. They started out pretty much only in their slot T formation and now have been strictly in the gun. Bacon and Thomas having a good relationship on that zone read play for the Rohawks. Second down and 11. Ball on the near side hash. Canyon Braun and Cameron Martinez, the defensive tackles. Dig in here. Now fifth down lineman comes in for the Panthers. Timeout going to be taken by Randolph as they didn't have enough players on the field, it looks like, for this play. So with 9 minutes to go in the third, Randolph has to spend a timeout. We're going to take it with him. You're listening to Blanco Panther Football on BlancoRadio.com.
Support comes from Blanco National Bank, offering a full range of banking services, including checking, savings, CDs, IRAs, mortgage, and personal loans for residents in Blanco and the Texas Hill Country, located on the square in Blanco. More information at BlancoBank.com. Blanco National Bank is a proud supporter of Blanco Athletics.
Sam Eisenberg back with you here. Randolph High School, the site of this non-district matchup between the Randolph Rohawks and the Blanco Panthers. Blanco trying to get their first win on the season. The Rohawks have it. Second down and 11, backed up at their own 19-yard line, going right to left from the home side of Randolph Stadium here. Gorgeous night for some football. Not a cloud in the sky up there. Clear night. Nice temperature. The flag just barely dancing on the flagpole to the right behind the south end zone. Shotgun set for the Rohawks. Two receivers to the near side, one to the far side. Bacon in the gun will charge forward after faking a handoff to Taylor Thomas. And nice hole opened up by the Rohawk offensive line. Bacon gets it across the 25 to the 26-yard line. Going to be a third down and 4 upcoming for the Rohawks. Toby Treese checks into the ball game for Blanco. Play with the outside linebacker spot for Will Horrigan. And they've shown that zone read to be taken to the outside by Bacon, and that one was more in that B-gap region as he faked the handoff to Thomas and then charged straight forward. Three receivers to the far side, one to the near side, a running back to the left of the quarterback Bacon. It'll be a handoff to Thomas, sweeping around the far side. He'll run in to Kalen Webster and Sebastian Thomas for a Rohawk first down up to the 34-yard line. Good job by Taylor Thomas hitting that hole hard on that run play. And Randolph looks a little more comfortable running out of the shotgun here in this ballgame. Surprising to see, but they're moving the football well. Randolph in the huddle here. 14-7, the Panthers lead it. Randolph with the ball going right to left at their own 34. Middle of the field, two receivers to the near side. Now three on a motion. One to the far side. Here's a give to Taylor Thomas. Nobody blocks Tristan Lopez, and he makes a nice stop on this play. Thomas falls forward with a gain of 2 yards to the 36. And that'll set up second down and 8 for the Rohawks. Right now, Randolph controlling the ball here to start the second half. Panthers went 3 and out to open their drive. The back end of the defense for the Panthers. Kelby Cox and Stephen Flores, the safety. Kalen Webster and Jacob Mangold, the cornerbacks. Linebackers, Wes Eskew in the middle. Jed Hood on the outside with Toby Treesh on the far side. Sebastian Thomas, Tristan Lopez, the defensive ends. Canyon Braun and Cameron Martinez, the tackles. Three receivers to the near side, one to the far. Gun set for the Rohawks. Here comes a pulling guard and a sweeping handoff. No, the quarterback keeps it. And he's trying to go around the far side. Pick up a 5 yards to the 41 for Bacon. And that'll bring up third down and 3. They picked up a third down and 4 just a moment ago. And trying to pick up their second first down on third down of the drive are the Rohawks. Pretty much a steady dose of a sweeping handoff to Taylor Thomas and then a zone read by Justin Bacon, sort of back-to-back by the Rohawks here to start the second half. Two receivers to the far side, now a third will go over there. One to the near side, ball in the middle of the field. The Rohawk 41, here's a sweeping handoff to Thomas. Cuts it upfield, penalty flag flies. Sebastian Thomas wraps up Taylor Thomas at the 47-yard line. The yard to gain was achieved, but a penalty flag flew, and we'll see what the call is. It is a hold against Randolph, judging by the spot of the flag near the line of scrimmage, and that's going to back Randolph up to a third and 13, not where the Rohawks want to be. The officials tonight, the referees J.R. Reed, umpire Lloyd Cross, head linesman Ryan Murphy, line judge Chris Asadorian, and back judge Mike Broadman. Those are the officials from this San Antonio chapter. This ball game between Randolph and the Panthers. Third down and a long 12, we'll say, as they put it right in between the 2 yards. 30-0, Cuero now leads it over the Gonzales Apaches. Here is the third down and long play. Three receivers to the far side, one to the near side. Bacon drops straight back, looking to throw. Slant route, and incomplete, in and out. Nice throw from Bacon there as he thread the needle, but Ayala couldn't hold on as three Panther defenders converged there and hit him pretty hard. Fourth down upcoming for the Rohawks, and it looks like the punt team coming on. Big stop for the Panther defense. Kalen Webster and Tristan Fortner drop back to receive this punt. And Bacon does the punting for the Rohawks. Pretty good throw on that play by Justin Bacon. They had the three receivers on the far side, had two of them run slants, one ran an out route, and then the guy on the near side ran a sort of skinny post, and it nearly worked well for the Rohawks. Here's the snap. And a punt, and it's a low roller by Bacon that takes a Rohawk roll inside the Panther 40, out of bounds at the 37-yard line. So about a 30-yard punt on the play by Justin Bacon, and the Panther offense will look to do better than the three and out that they had to start the second half. Picked up 8 yards on their first play and then went backwards four in their next two, did the Panthers. 5:09 to go in the third quarter. Blanco 14, Randolph 7 for the Panthers. Here they come. Stephen Flores splits to the far side. Mario Sanchez the near side. Kalen Webster alone in the backfield. Kelby Cox under center turns. Tosses it out to Webster, and he's upended. And Ayala, Christian Ayala, shot into the backfield and brought Webster down for a loss on that play.
Lost back to the 35-yard line, second down and 12.
Of 2 yards, second down and 12 upcoming. Negative 2 for the Panthers. Fullback puts him at 12 carries for 84 yards in the ball game. For Kalen Webster, two receivers to the far side, two running backs in the backfield, tight end on the near side, ball on the far side for the Panthers. Second and 12. And some linemen jumped, and they made contact that time for the Rohawks. And that's going to be 5 free yards for the Panthers. So it was the Panthers committing a lot of penalties in the first half, but the Rohawks shooting themselves in the foot here to start the second half. And now it'll be a 2nd and 7 for the Panthers. Looks a little bit better than the 2nd and 12. You could see Kelby go with the hard count there, jerked his head just a little bit, got into it, and got pretty much the whole left side of the Rohawk defensive line to jump. 4:20 to go in the third quarter and counting. Panthers lead at 14-7. Wing T look. Wing back tight end near side. Receiver far side for the Panthers. Toss out to Kalen Webster. He'll cut it upfield and now breaks a tackle into the second level. Webster charges ahead with a gain of 8 yards. Picks up the first down for the Panther offense. Kalen now 92 yards on the night. Great patience on display from the senior running back for the Panthers there as he let his pulling guard, Wes Eskew, get out in front of him. He made a block, let him engage, and then sort of bounced off of him, got to the second level and rolled down with an 8-yard pickup. The Panthers have a first down and are approaching midfield. Cade Phelps goes in motion from near side to far. Webster wrapped up, runs hard, and picks up a yard on this play to the 49. Nice play by the defensive end of the Rohawks there, number 84, Devin Oden. Wrapped up Kalen right when he got the handoff there. Kalen just kept his legs churning there, was able to make it a positive play for a gain of a yard. Ball right in the middle of the field at the Panther 49. Two receivers split to the far side, tight end and receiver to the near side. Webster alone in the backfield here. It's a give up the middle to Kalen. He shakes Kennedy, and he's in the second level. Still on his feet. That's a nice juke, and he'll be brought down at the 35-yard line. Pickup of 16 yards right up the middle of the Rohawk defense by Kalen Webster. And the Panthers have a first down. You saw the Panthers spread out the Rohawk defense that time. Two receivers on either side of the formation. Webster was in the backfield by himself. And that kind of spread out the Rohawk defense and left Marquette Kennedy alone on the inside. Kalen made a nice cut to make him miss and picked up the first down. Jet Hood in the backfield now. Give Kalen a breather. Cade Phelps sweeping from near side to far. Nice tackle by Justin Bacon. But Cade, nice gain to the 33-yard line. That'll be pickup of about 4 yards on the play. 3 yards, and it'll be second down and 7. Upcoming for the Panther offense.
4 yard pickup, second down, 6 from the Rohawk 32.
Ball at the Rohawk 32, so it'll be a second and a long 6 for the Panther offense here. Cox under center. And fumbled snap. Kelby picks it up, charges forward, shakes off a tackler, and then gets all the way to the 20-yard line. Heads-up play from Kelby Cox. That ball hit the ground quickly. He scooped it and just charged forward, made it all the way into the Rohawk red zone to the 19-yard line. Kelby running the football well tonight. He's approaching 40 yards on the ground. First down and 10 for the Panthers from the Rohawk 19. Cox under center. And going to throw a quick slant route out to Peyton Van Dyke. Off his hands, incomplete. Van Dyke had a step on the corner and was trying to fit it in between the safety and the corner there, and it falls incomplete. It'll be second down and 10 at the Rohawk 19-yard line. 1:32 to go in the third. Justin Wardlow getting a chance to play a little halfback for the Panthers. Jed Hood, the fullback. Cade Phelps, the wingback. Under center, Kelby Cox. Wardlow goes in motion. Here's a give for Jed Hood. Just got tripped up there. Got it down to the 15, maybe 14-yard line. And the official blows this play dead afterward, and it's a chop block against the Panthers. That's going to back them up. Tough break for Blanco as they were all the way inside of the red zone. Judging from where he's stepping it off, it's going to put him back from the 15 to the 30-yard line. Set up second down and long for the Panthers. No, they back it up only to the 26. Still, bad spot for the Panthers now. Second down and 16 yards. Jed Hood in the ballgame at fullback. Roll out to the right. Cox looking to throw, squares his shoulders and overthrows the intended Peyton Van Dyke. That one sailed a little bit on Kelby. Got those shoulders turned, but the big defensive end, Devin Oden, was charging from the near side, made Kelby have to throw that ball a little high there. And now third down and 16 coming up for the Panthers. Third and 16 play. We'll see what Coach Tesh draws up here. Aaron Daniels, the tight end. Tristan Fortner, the wingback on the near side. Receiver Zach Rogers on the far side. Here's Fortner getting a sweeping carry from near side to far side. No running room there. Nice job by the Rohawk defense. Sling him down at the 25-yard line. And fourth down and 15 upcoming for the Panthers. We'll see what the Panthers do here. Obviously four down territory, but you got to come up with a play that can get you a big chunk of yardage here. Fourth and long for the Panthers at the Rohawk 26. They need to get to the 10. Fortner comes in motion. Aaron Daniels took off a little soon there. And going to be a false start against the offense. The refs are going to talk about it real quick to see if it was a neutral zone infraction. And they're going to say false start. So the Panthers will back up now to a fourth down and 21. Longest play of the night's been 35 yards for the Panthers, and it came via the legs of Kalen Webster on a draw. Story of this game is the Panthers shooting themselves in the foot. They've done it time and time again. Had the football all the way inside of the 15-yard line of the Rohawks. And penalties and loss of yardage plays have backed them up all the way to the 31, and now they're facing fourth down and long. Cox rolls to the near side looking to throw. Sets his feet. Here's an out route to Fortner. Fortner banged down inside the 15 at the 14. Going to be short of the first down. Nice play through the air for the Panthers, but the Panthers are going to turn it over on downs. For Fortner there, he's a young kid, not much varsity experience, but he's got to realize he's got to get to the sticks before he turns that out route out there. And not what Blanco needed there with a fourth down turnover all the way in the red zone. Now Randolph will take over at their own 14-yard line, 48 seconds to go in the third. It's been a fast third quarter here. The Panthers got two possessions with it. The Rohawks are now taking their second with 48 seconds left in the third. Taylor Thomas picks up 2 yards on this play. Around the right side edge, Thomas gets a gain of 2, sets up second down and 8 for the Rohawks. An official stoppage on the field. We're going to take it with them. 40 seconds to go in the third. Blanco 14, Randolph 7. You're listening to Blanco Panther Football on BlancoRadio.com.
Support for Blanco Panther Football comes from CommuniCare Health Centers, offering an array of services including pediatric and family medicine, senior care, dental procedures, behavioral health, minor surgery, and WIC services. Locations in Wimberley, Kyle, and San Antonio. More information at CommuniCareSA.org. Everyone at CommuniCare wishes all the best to the Panthers on a great season.
And by Lone Star Capital Bank, offering construction loans, home mortgages, and banking options for your personal or business needs. Online at lscb.com and by phone at 830-833-4587. Branch manager Ernesto Bustamante and everyone at Lone Star Capital Bank wish the very best to the Panthers this season. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And by Blanco AC Electrical and Plumbing, keeping residents in the Hill Country comfortable with repairs and installation of AC systems and an authorized trained dealer. More information at BlancoHeatingAndCooling.com and by phone at 830-833-2558. Jason and Catherine Wheeler and all the employees at Blanco AC Electrical and Plumbing wish the very best to the Panthers this season.
Sam Eisenberg back with you. Rohawks Stadium here, Randolph ISD campus. Here's a second down and 8 play for the Rohawks. Justin Bacon, the quarterback, in a shotgun set. Two receivers to the far side. He's going to look to throw. Pump fakes. Now he's going to run. Wes Eskew trying to hunt him down, and Jed Hood wrap him up together. Across the 20, 22-yard lines where they'll get him. It'll set up third down and 2, a pickup of 6 for the Rohawk quarterback on the play. Looked like Bacon was trying to throw the slant route out here to the near side. Jake Mangold had a bead on it and tried to jump in front of it. Bacon tucked it, picked up 6 yards with his feet. That's going to do it for the third quarter. They're going to switch sides of the field here. And when we start the fourth quarter, it'll be third down and 2 for the Rohawks going left to right.